What has the last couple of months been like, from the end of like Action Arcade Wrestling 2 to the beginning of this project? Like, how did this all come about?
Well, it was kind of at the end of the Xbox 360 indie scene, essentially. And there's still some indie games coming out for it, but really the forums are kind of dying out, and it's on its last year or two of life. So, and I didn't want to quit. Again, I didn't want to have a game that was kind of dead in the water. I couldn't update. I couldn't, do this and that. So, came up with the idea to make a third, and I was actually it was interesting. The biggest development was that one of the programmers that I for Action Arcade 2 really started to get invested in the whole concept and idea. Very, very, very talented guy from San Diego, Eugen, and he has a video game development company, Vico Game Studios, and they're making some portable games. He's worked Call of Duty, so he's definitely a serious dude, and he's legit for sure. And so we decided to since he kind of won himself over, on the project, he started to really really like it and really kind of believe in the concept of it. We decided to co-release it, make a third one, co-release it, and build it from the ground up and just start rolling. So he, myself, and Vico Game Studios are making the third version of the game, and we're going to be co-releasing it.
How does the Unreal Engine change the game? Like, the people that love the first two, how different is it going to be now because it's using the Unreal Engine?
Night and day. I can't think of another way to describe it. I mean, the very first game was made in an engine called Torque, and the second one was made in an engine called Sunburn, and they're both very good engines, but they were still, indie engines that you purchased and licensed and whatnot, and it wasn't nobody was going to make Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat or Gears of War out of the engine. Well, now we're using the engine that they're making Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat and Gears of War out of the exact same engine, and it's incredible what's happened to the indie game scene since I even first started the first game. I mean, it's just absolutely exploded. The Unreal Engine's given its engine away for free, just with some commission on the back end, which is tremendous. The Unity's doing the same thing. All these other gaming platform. It's just amazing that you sign up and you can just start learning how to do this with Unreal Engine. The same engine in Mortal Kombat X is coming out, what, next month or something like that, using the same engine. You're using and learning the exact same engine that the big guys are playing with. So for us specifically, it's just been very, very cool to look through and from a graphic standpoint, lighting, particles. It's just saved us a lot of time from having to code things from scratch that they've already, figured out. Well, most of the games are going to need, X, Y, and Z, so they're included in there.
That's
They have a
great.
marketplace that you can purchase, materials and textures, and then tweak them. And if you want fire, you don't have to worry about, starting from line one of a code. You just say, well, this is a pretty good fire. I'll just modify it and use it for my needs. So it's very, very exciting and really cool performance-wise too. Plus, it gives me the ability to create it once and then potentially port it to other consoles. And it's just been very, very fun to do it.
Looking back, how are your goals different this time around from one and two?
Well, I have to think what my goals were. A lot's happened. I've had two kids, and a lot of things happened since then. So the first one was just kind of a fun learning experience. I wanted to basically make WrestleFest 2. I wanted to just put out a game that people would like. Did it from the ground up. It wasn't the greatest game, but I'm pretty proud of it because only a couple minor things I didn't do. I did it almost 100% me. And with doing that, I was able to get a budget for the second one. So I was able to spend a little money, learn a little more, about what works, what doesn't work. And that was going to be more of a evolution, of like a WrestleFest, you know, kind of in the Xbox 360 era. This time, I would think the goal would be just to really explode it and have just tons of fun. I mean, the goal of this is still, and the series is always going to be making a game that pays homage to wrestling arcade games. You know, there are plenty of, especially now, plenty of wrestling simulations that are out there, but not a lot of, you know, arcade games. I'm going total arcade game for this one. But then again, as I say that, if you think about it, if you say like a wrestling, old wrestling game from the 90s or something like that, that seems like a pretty small niche. But absolutely, there's a big difference between, you know, like if you've ever played WrestleFest and then you've ever played Saturday Night Slam Masters or WrestleMania Arcade. I mean, yeah, one of them is kind of still based kind of in physics. The other has guys like, you know, shooting fireballs. So there's a big wide range, and I'd like to kind of encompass that range where if you want to, you can play more of a WrestleFest style. You can bump it up a little bit and play a little more like, I don't know, maybe like a Saturday Night Slam Masters or a you know, WWE All-Stars. If you want to crank it up to the WrestleMania Arcade, let's go for it, because it's really fun to program and really fun to play. And you know, there's not too much that somebody's going to come up with an idea and I'm going to be like, nah, that doesn't really fit. If, you know, if it's going to be throwing fireballs, surrounding the ring with lava, I don't even know what. You know, different weapons. I'm just going to have fun and, you know, fun and do it. But give the user the option to, you know, choose whether or not they want to, you know, incorporate this type of things.
So how would you say, going from the first two games, what do you think was the most important thing that you learned that you're taking with you into three?
This important thing I learned. Well, the environment's a lot different now. Because I don't necessarily have to release the entire game right away. Mm-hmm. So what I mean by that is our main goal currently, our focus goal, is to get a demo out and get it on Steam, get it on early access, and get a very, very good, you know, playable game that's very, very expandable. So it's kind of more like the first two games. I was really rushed. I really was, because the first game I was trying to put it out before my wife had twins. And I knew I wasn't going to have it. Seriously, like, real life, right?
Yeah.
And this is all throughout, you know, having my business and whatnot. So, which is, you know, web related, not even game related. The second one I was hurrying because, like I said, the Xbox indie scene was on its last life. So I wanted to get it out there in time before the new systems came out. This one is going to be, I'm just going to worry about getting it right. More like a, I don't want to say a fine wine, that's kind of lame, but, you know, taking my time and making sure that everything is very, very good. You know, not working on a tag team match until the one-on-one's done, not worrying about, you know, this and that. So like for instance, we've actually spent a lot of time on getting some really, really nice looking rope physics, which honestly I didn't really care about when I was going through, but as we started to work on it, it just looked so cool. I said, you know what, we have no deadline whatsoever. We have no release date. It's something we're working on that we're eventually going to release early access. Let's just spend some time and get some of these things, you know, get some of these things right. And then in the reverse, I would say that there are things that I didn't necessarily worry about. Like, for instance, a lot of times I would spend a lot of time on things like crowd reaction and, you know, that type of thing. Whereas, you know, when I look back at some of those games that are influencing me, again, like WrestleFest or Slam Masters, the crowd's into it from the start.
Yeah.
And even some of the, like, the WWE games, honestly, at the beginning of the match, the crowd's just sitting on their hands. It doesn't really – yes, it is very realistic, and it escalates. But for an arcade over-the-top game, I just wanted the crowd to be just going like crazy. So, you know, those are the type of decisions that I would make to say, yeah, you know what? Let's just get a really good-looking crowd, randomize the colors so it's a different crowd every time, randomize the the cheers and the crowd, but we're not going to worry about necessarily reacting just yet. And again, that's something we can change later down the road.
Some things that I'll always remember about the first two games, like the first one, I love that there was virtually, you know, unlimited creative spots. I mean, I've created so many guys in that game. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, it was, like, the entire Fire Pro roster from, like, you know, I went nuts. And then Action Arcade 2, I really loved the amount of match types. So are those two things that you guys are going to carry over to 3?
Well, yeah, I mean, the roster spots, even to this day, I'm not sure why they limit them, because I just saved it to the hard drive. I'm sure the game breaks once you fill your hard drive with wrestlers, but that's going to be so long and nobody's going to do it that I didn't debug it.
Yeah.
But, so I guess something happens, but the wrestlers, and again, I think the main thing I'm going to be doing with this one in terms of the wrestler edits is that all of the creation of wrestlers, what I'm considering is I'm actually keeping that all on the PC. Even if we end up doing it for Xbox One or PS4 or iOS or whatever it would be, I still think the PC is such a powerful modding tool that we'd like to investigate keeping that on there and then simply exporting files to the different formats. So that, I think that would be a good way to, like you said, keep all of the, keep all tons of wrestlers on your hard drive and load them up to whatever you're going to do. But if we're doing it on a PC, there's no reason to limit the number of, wrestlers. And match types, it's kind of a thing where, you know, we release it and then, I want to do a lot of different match types, and it's just a matter of, you know, releasing them and releasing them and releasing them and testing them and all that type of stuff. So I don't see any reason the game could technically never be done, because I could just keep thinking up new match types and just releasing them. And that's another nice benefit of putting it out, you know, on the PC first, is that you just continually put these match types. And once I have 20, 30 match types, maybe I say, okay, well then now we have enough good content to make it worthy of a launch for a game console. But that's really nice to release it on Steam, because you can do that kind of stuff.
Speaking of which, what are your hopes in terms of home consoles? Are you thinking like Xbox? Are you thinking PS4? Are you thinking mobile? Like, what's your thought process right now?
I'm very, very agnostic when it comes to the game consoles. I'm the least fanboy you ever see. I have them all. I like them all. I could care less what it's on. Bring them on. I mean, again, that's the nice thing about developing it in a very good foundation, like an engine like Unreal Engine, because it has the ability to export to all of those. And it's just simply a matter of taking away the control scheme and inserting another control scheme. You know, you're on a keyboard, you're on a PS4 controller, you're on a touch screen, but the actual underlying foundation logic remains the same, which is really nice and really beneficial for indie developers to be able to do that. It's a really nice engine.
You just mentioned before that you're more like an agnostic gamer. The thing that I also like about you is that you kind of you have a very keen eye for everything else that's going on in the business in terms of like indie wrestling games. What were your thoughts on Five Star Wrestling, and how do you think it helps like your cause moving forward?
Bought it. I like it. Haven't played it a lot. Cause again, unfortunately, like a lot of people are, my PS3 isn't attached to my main TV, but I have played it and I've talked to, Dan a lot about his, stuff. I still have a call scheduled with him to just kind of go through a postmortem. I'd love to pick his brain just on, you know, the engine he used, the Sony submission process and all that kind of stuff. But it really benefits all of us when all of us succeed. I've even been told by that by guys working on the WWE games. I remember when I was releasing Action Arcade Wrestling 2, or I was in the development of it, and they actually were putting out that WrestleFest, you know, for the iOS.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my lord, they're doing like the same thing I'm doing. Now, I didn't know it was not going to be that great by the time. But, you know, I was like, should I even continue this? Because I'm not going to be able to compete, you know, whatever. And I was even contacted by some of the guys at THQ. Not mentioning any names, but they were saying, you know what, dude, release it. We're excited. keep the genre strong. Our success is your success. You know, just like that type of thing. Even with them. So as much as you know, Fire Pro and or Fire Pro. I think Fire Pro needs my help. Five Star Wrestling, Five Star, and you know, Pro Wrestling X, and all of the and Dickie's, you know, Wrestling Revolution. The more those do well, the better we all do. And I think that's why we're all, you know, kind of good colleagues and good people to bounce ideas off each other. And I've talked to all those guys and. They're just nothing but class, and I hope for nothing but success for all those guys. Because really, all of our games are so different. Mm-hmm. I mean, not only are they different in terms of what platforms they're on, but honestly, if we were all on the same system, they're so drastically different. I mean, you have, you know, and Dickie is just the innovator of originality, you know. Mm-hmm. You have the Pro Wrestling X, which is going to be the next, you know, his goal is to have the next No Mercy, Five Star, you know, going for the major, major sim market, and me, Totally Arcade. I mean, there'd be no reason to get all of them, or not to get all of them. Yeah. You know, so.
All right, so bottom line, why should people be excited about Arcade Wrestling 3?
Well, I think because I'm taking all my experience, taking all of the ideas that I wanted to do, and now I can finally do it without really any limitation, both in terms of platform, because the platform that I was on, the indie games, was so restrictive in terms of memory management. So I couldn't have, you know, great graphics. I had to do a lot of hacking to make a customizer just so people could, you know, put textures on the wrestlers. It was very, very limited, and Unreal Engine just it's like somebody took my shackles off. It's really, really, really cool. And then, you know, also again, Unreal Engine itself is really going to make the genre really good and make the game something that I can focus on the gameplay and not necessarily just how am I going to program, you know, the next thing. And really, the sky's the limit for what I'm going to put in the game. I've never heard one bad idea of what I'm going to put in the game. You're going to see things that, again, have never been in a wrestling game. And I would say that my main goal is to really create a sort of a new balance between a wrestling game and a fighting game. And I'm gonna be going back and forth between those two, even within the same type of match. And I'm stealing between both of those genres very specifically in terms of gameplay, in terms of features. And I think I'm going to be, you know, from the mixing of those two genres, it's going to be something that's actually pretty unique.